Good day, and welcome to the TI Fluid Systems PLC Q1 2018 trading update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Tim Knutzen, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for our first quarter 2018 trading update conference call. I'm Tim Knutzen, CFO of TI Fluid Systems, and I'm pleased to be joined today by our CEO and President, Bill Kuzera. I'm sure you have all seen the trading update we released this morning. Before Bill and I take your questions, I'm going to say a few words on the statement. Although global vehicle production slightly declined in the first quarter, our revenue increased 2.6% year-over-year on a constant currency basis, or 3.3% above global vehicle production and in line with our expectations and business model. Looking at the components of this growth, our European revenue increased 1% year-over-year at a constant currency basis, just above European automotive production. In Asia Pacific, our revenue slightly declined year-over-year on a constant currency basis, whereas Asia Pacific vehicle production decreased by 1.2% for the same period. We continue to see positive trends in Asia Pacific, specifically our positive trends in China. In North America, our revenue increased 8.7% year-over-year on a constant currency basis against a 2.7% contraction in North American vehicle production. Our 11.4% outperformance is primarily driven by, you know, strong program launches in this region. Next, looking at the financials for our two segments, Fuel Carrying Systems, FCS, and Fuel Tank and Delivery Systems, FTDS. For our FCS segment, revenue increased 5.7% year-over-year on a constant currency basis to 521 million euros. FCS benefited from strong growth, primarily with strong program launches continuing in North America. FTDS revenue declined by 1.6% year-over-year on a constant currency basis to 348 million. Revenue growth was impacted by launch timing and tooling revenue timing. On the important hybrid and electric vehicle and electric vehicles, we continue to be intensely engaged with our key customers and have confidence in our thermal strategy based on the significant level of continued design and quotation activities with our OEMs. As mentioned previously, it is worth noting that typically, these thermal lines and systems, a key portion of our electrification strategy, are some of the last components to be sourced by the OEMs. Finally, just to confirm, our 2018 guidance provided in our 2017 preliminary earnings call remains unchanged. With that, I'm now going to open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Raghav Gupta from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Thank you.
Your line is now open.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Tim. Hi, Bill. Firstly, very strong growth in FCS in the quarter. Another kind of quarter of strong growth, continuing the trend seen in the second half of 2017. When I look at your historics, and I'm thinking back to the long discussions that we had around kind of during the IPO process, FCS organic growth had been low single digit, and while FTDS was growing double digit, this trend seemed to flip in the second half of 2017 and has continued like that in the first quarter of this year. Just wondering, in particular on FCS, how you foresee the midterm top-line growth of that division.
Sure. This is Tim. I think we've seen the continue, as you mentioned, in FCS. We've definitely seen the continued strength of growth on the revenue line outperformances as we've had continued launches in FCS, especially in Q1. See a bit of that in Q2. FTDS, you know, did have in-line production last year with, on a constant currency basis, with vehicle volume growth. As we think about, you know, the year progressing, we would expect that FTDS's growth increases as some of these program launch timings are coming online, and the FTSCS growth will actually start to decline a bit as those launches are behind us. So the timing is exactly, you know, first half, second half, when that those changes occurred, so a little bit unclear, but as the year progresses, you should see FTDS growth start to outperform, FCS growth start to retract a bit from the growth we've seen with all these project launches. And that's typical for our business, and we've seen that over a number of years where you'll have FCS's growth be strong at times versus FTDS, and FTDS's growth strong at times versus FCS, just given the cycles of launches and where they're located with the various OEMs.
But when I think about the midterm growth and the, I guess, the product mix in particular in relation to hybrid vehicles and the fuel tanks that you're selling in FTDS, which are, you know, higher value, is it right to think that the kind of high or mid or sort of low teens, high single digit growth rate is what you would expect from FTDS in the midterm? And similarly on FCS, I appreciate what you're saying about program launches. And the timings of those, but you know you've got such a high market share. I just wondered whether your ability to be able to sustain. I think you kind of implied there that FCS growth is going to reduce as we go through the year. But just thinking more midterm, would low single digit growth in FCS and high single digit growth in FTDS be the right way to think about the shape of kind of the divisional growth? Beyond 2018, sorry.
Yeah, it's separated a little bit. Obviously, for FTDS, we will have growth opportunities, and we're seeing those in the hybridization and our strong technology in pressurized tanks. So, you know, that should contribute growth. In FCS, though, you know, although we do have strong market share, this is where our thermal business is at, and some of the strengths we'll see in both hybrids and electric vehicles. So as we've guided the market, you know, in our business model in the medium term to this 3 to 4% outperformance of vehicle production, we think, you know, that's pretty solid for both businesses. You may see some timing in one being a bit higher than the other, depending on launches and timing of programs being launched and the technologies coming on. But the 3 to 4% is a good number for of outperformance on a constant currency basis for both businesses. And I say similarly, when you think about, you know, it does correspond to margins and how we guide it for, you know, consistent margins in 2018. You know, in 2017, we did see margin, you know, slight margin pressures in FCS, slight margin expansion in FTDS, and, you know, thought in 2018, you know, that would continue. And despite, you know, the revenue growth and the program launches in FCS, I think we still see that slight margin pressure in FCS and slight, you know, margin increases in FTDS. So overall, you know, that's why we're very comfortable in our guidance for the year of, you know, the, you know, 3 to 4% outperformance on revenue plus, you know, consistent margins year over year for the business in total.
Okay. I guess my last one, I don't know how much you can say on this. I know your AGM is tomorrow. But given the expiry of the Bain lockup period, you know, what conversations are you having, or have you had with your with them, you know, with regards to their intentions to perhaps kind of raise the level of liquidity of your shares? That will be my final one. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, good question. But obviously, that's something that we can't comment on as it relates to the liquidity in the shares and, you know, the Bain perspective of the business.
Okay, thanks.
We will now take our next question from Gaetan Toulemont from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning. Gaetan Toulemont, Deutsche Bank speaking. Two small questions, in fact. Good morning. First question is, it's a teeny one. I know that Latin America is very small for you guys, but when I look at currencies going all over the place, and especially in Argentina, my question is very simple. Is there any risk in that region on the potential result, or relatively negligible? That's my first question.
sector. Latin America is such a small piece of our business that it has, you know, minimal impact and not a risk for our business. I would say, though, that, you know, whether it's currency impacts, inflation impacts, you know, it is a focus to ensure we get the appropriate pricing relief from our customers, and that tends to be a bit lumpy. So you'll see some, you know, lumpiness in terms of the half-year results in Latin America on margins, but, you know, overall, it is a minimum impact, you know, to our overall business, Latin America.
Perfect. Second question. When I look at IHS production expectation for the second quarter, it's expected to be very strong, especially in Europe and in China. Do you share that optimism when you look at your order in book and your production schedule?
Yeah, I mean, we see, you know, strong Europe and China. If you look at our Asia Pacific results for Q1, you know, it wasn't as strong. Maybe we'd expect that a few of our customers had longer shutdown periods during the China New Year, so we're seeing, you know, a bit of a pickup there in China. So I think we see the same thing. Again, you know, we look at it from a business standpoint of outperformance of, you know, IHS or production schedules. So that 3-4% overall for the year continues to be, you know, where our business model and our outlook looks. You'll have some quarters, depending on mix, a little higher than a little lower, but overall that 3-4% outperformance is where we see the business. So if production ends up being stronger, you know, that will correspond to a higher revenue growth for us during the periods.
Okay, because when I do my math, it would translate into almost double-digit organic growth in the second quarter, which is pretty strong performance.
Yeah, we'll see where production comes in, Gaetan, in terms of where North America,
okay,
Europe ends up. But again, the 3-4% overall for the year is where we see things. Strong second quarter hopefully corresponds to a strong second half as well.
Okay, super. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Sarit Patel from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi. This is Sarit from JP Morgan. Thank you for taking my question. I just have two quick questions. The first one is on the business in North America. So I believe there's some sort of expectations in terms of ramp-up costs, and, you know, we see some strong improvements here. Could you just give us an idea about how you see that developing through the second quarter and, you know, through the second half of the year? And the second one would be just some guidance in terms of the tax expenses you hope to see for the year. We see there's a fair reduction coming in after the IPO last year. So just these two questions. Thank you.
Sure. Hi, Sip. As it relates to North America production and ramps, you know, this is primarily in our FCS business where we saw in the second half of 2017, and we're seeing again in Q1 and really in the first half, some strong ramp productions primarily related to our powertrain facilities and engine programs that we're on that are doing quite well and ramping at a quite strong rate. Those are causing, you know, some inefficiencies as it relates to some slight margin pressures on the business overall. As we move into the second half of 2018, you know, those ramps should be mostly behind us. So you'd see, you know, less of a outperformance in revenue in North America for FCS. And you'll see then, you know, as I mentioned previously, we'd expect to see some better growth in FTDS as some of their program ramps are occurring around the world to offset that reduction in North America. Overall, that 3-4% outperformance is still where we see the business. As it relates to taxes, I mean, again, you know, I think as we mentioned in our preliminary 2017 earning results, we continue to see, you know, our adjusted effective tax rate around 30% for the year, similar to last year, although cash taxes, we do expect to see on a tax cash basis some increases year over year, primarily given the strength of our profitability around the world.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions.
Okay, great. Once again, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining the call this morning. As we said earlier, you know, have a solid first quarter beginning 2018. We are encouraged by the progress made achieving our objectives for the upcoming, you know, electrification programs and our strategy. If you have any other questions, you know, please don't hesitate to contact Elpin Amar, our investor relations director, or myself. We'd be happy to take your call. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.